This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The Santa Fe Pro Musica's annual holiday concerts begin tomorrow night. The popular Baroque Christmas program is in the Loreto Chapel from December 20th through Christmas Eve. And new this year is a Mozart holiday with the Pro Musica Orchestra performing in the St. Francis Auditorium, December 29th and 30th. With us on the phone this morning is the founder and music director of the Santa Fe Pro Musica, Tom O'Connor. Tom, the Baroque Christmas concerts have become something of a Santa Fe tradition. How long have these concerts been going on?
Well, it's been over 25 years, and it's become kind of an anchor for Pro Musica, and it has become a tradition in Santa Fe. We do between 10 and 12 performances every year, and you get the feeling that this is sort of combines being in this wonderful historic building, Loreto Chapel, with sort of the appropriate holiday spirit that comes pretty naturally at this time of year.
Right. It's very celebratory, but also very intimate.
It is intimate, and we use period instruments in Loreto Chapel because the acoustics are absolutely perfect for what I call old instruments or period instruments. Loreto is always decorated in a very festive manner with bows and garlands, and we mix the repertoire up so that there's basically a couple of instrumental sets, which are obviously secular music. We typically do a cantata or motet to feature our vocal soloists. And this year it's a Vivaldi motet. And then we conclude the concert with a medley of carols that we research from the Oxford Book of Carols, and we orchestrate them for our little Baroque orchestra. And we're very, very fortunate that it's been embraced by tourists and by the residents of Santa Fe in northern New Mexico. And so it's become a tradition.
And it is a Santa Fe tradition not to be missed. New this year is a Mozart holiday. You've done a couple of different programs in that week after Christmas Day, before New Year's Eve. This one, you've chosen some well-known and some stirring pieces by Mozart.
Well, I think it's really a terrific concert of pieces that have really won a place in the hearts of classical music listeners. The first is the wonderful, in a way it's kind of a vocal concerto, Exultate Jubilate. It's for chamber orchestra and soprano, so it's definitely got some fireworks in it, and it's very, very joyous, and it's a wonderful piece, I think, for this particular time of year. The next piece on the concert is the Sinfonia Concertante, and it's this incredible, intimate conversation back and forth between the violin and the viola, and the dialogue that he creates in the second movement is so tender, and the voices are so responsive to each other. You might think of it as improvisatory in the sense of two jazz musicians sitting down, imitating each other, and taking the conversation into new places through the art of embellishment and ornamentation. It's fantastic. And then the last piece on the program is the Mozart Symphony No. 40 in G minor. And 40 is truly a revolutionary piece in terms of the extent to which Mozart will go to surprise his listeners with unusual harmonic shifts and going to unusual places to entertain his audience and to shock them if possible, you know, wake them up.
It's a symphony that, despite being well known, still has the power to surprise us.
I think it does have the power to surprise us, and I think it is shocking in many cases.
Tom O'Connor and the Santa Fe Pro Musica play music by Mozart in the St. Francis Auditorium on December 29th and 30th. And they present the annual Baroque Christmas concerts in the Loreto Chapel, twice nightly from December 20th through Christmas Eve. For tickets and a concert schedule, go to santafepromusica.com. Tom, wishing all of you a terrific holiday.
Thank you so much, Spencer. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.